السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that you all are having a wonderful week and that you and your families are doing well, inshallah. So I would first like to start off with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-Baqarah. So, inshallah, we are going to start from ayah number 136 to 149, inshallah, until the end of juz number 1. Okay, so ayah number 136 to the end of the juz, which is ayah number 141. So inshallah, I would like to start off with the recitation. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we start from ayah number 136. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qulu آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ صِبَغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبَغَةً وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ قُلْ أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا فِي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطَ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So starting from ayah number 136 until ayah number 141. So inshallah, for theory, we are going to go back to the makharij that we were studying before. Makharij is the exit point of a letter. It is the place where a letter kharaja, or comes out. We have five general areas of makharij, which are the throat, the tongue, the nose, the lips, and the empty part of the throat and the mouth. So alhamdulillah, we already covered the letters of the throat, which are hamzaha, ainha, ghainha. And we also finished covering the letters of the tongue last week. So last time we had three letters that all had the same makharij. The letters were seen, saad, and zay. So the letters were from the tip of the tongue, touching the inner plates of the lower two teeth. Okay, so seen, saad, and zay come from the tip of the tongue, touching the inner plates of the lower two teeth. We also learned that saad is a heavy letter. It is permanently heavy. So the back of the tongue is going to be raised. It's very important that you make sure saad is heavy, because seen, as we learned, has the exact same makharij. So if you do not make saad heavy, it will sound like a seen. So we want to make sure that both of these letters are distinct. We also learned that some letters have certain sifat, or characteristics. Not every letter has every characteristic. Only a few letters will have different characters. So these three letters, seen, saad, and zay, have the same sifat or characteristic called safir. So safir is a characteristic that only these three letters have. Okay, only seen, saad, and zay have safir. And what is safir? Safir basically means whistling. So the letters that have safir will have a whistling sound. For example, if I say So you can hear that there is a slight whistling sound, and that sound is known as safir. So safir is a sifat or a characteristic, which letters are saad, seen, and zay. Okay, so today inshallah, because there are quite a few letters of the tongue, we are just going to review all of the letters that come from the tongue. So there are a total of 10 makharij on the tongue. Okay, so 10 general areas on the tongue. And there are 18 letters that come from the tongue. So this is almost more than half of the letters. So 18 letters come from the tongue. So the different parts of the tongue are, number one, the root of the tongue, the very back of the tongue where the throat starts. The letters that come from the back of the throat are qaf and gaf. Okay, so we are starting off from the very back of the tongue, the root of the tongue. The letters are going to be qaf and gaf. Moving forward, we have the middle of the tongue. We have jim, sheen, and ya without imad. So we have the middle of the tongue. The letters are jim, sheen, and ya without imad. Okay, and then we have the back sides of the tongue. We have one letter on the back sides of the tongue, which is the letter lod. So now we are at the back side of the tongue. The letter is lod. And you can use either the left side, the right side, or you can use both sides, depending on whatever is comfortable for you. So we have the back side of the tongue is lod. Then we move on to the front sides and the tip of the tongue. So the letter lam comes from the front side and the tip of the tongue. So this is the letter lam. And then we move on to the general makharij, the tip of the tongue. Okay, so the tip of the tongue has makharij for 12 letters. So first, we have the tip of the tongue and the edges of the upper two teeth. The letters are tha, thal, and dha. Tha, thal, and dha come from the tip of the tongue, touching the edges of the upper two teeth. Okay? And then we have a very similar makharij. We have ta, dal, and ta. The makharij is tip of the tongue, touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. Okay, so all of these makharij are going to be tip of the tongue and they are going to be related to the teeth, but it'll be slightly different. So here, for example, tha, dal, and la, we had the edges of the upper two teeth. Tha, dal, and ta, we have the gum line of the upper two teeth. And then we have the letters zay, sin, and sad, which we learned last week. The letters for this are the tip of the tongue touching the inner plates of the lower two teeth. Okay, so inner plates of the lower two teeth. And then finally, we have the letters lam, noon, and ra. The makharij for this is tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper two teeth. Okay, so lam, noon, and ra, tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper two teeth. So inshallah, that is just a review of all of the letters that come from the tongue. So again, we have 10 makharij on the tongue, and then we have 18 letters that come from the tongue. So we have first the root or the back of the tongue, qaf and kaf, middle of the tongue, jim, sheen, and ya, back of the tongue, back sides of the tongue, which is dad, front sides and tip of the tongue, which is lam, and then we have all the letters, 12 letters, that come from the tip of the tongue. So alhamdulillah, that brings us to the conclusion of the general area of the lisan or the tongue. Inshallah, next week we are going to move on to the next general area. So we learned we have the throat, the tongue. Next week, inshallah, we are going to cover the lips. And then finally, we have the nose and then the empty part of the throat and mouth. So inshallah, next week, we are going to cover the letters that have the makharij from the lips, or shafadan, which means two lips. So alhamdulillah, that is the conclusion of makharij that come from the tongue. So now, inshallah, we are going to move on to the analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number 136. So we start off with the word qulu. Qaf is permanently heavy from the back of the tongue. Then we have a four count med. You can see by the med sign on the wow. So we are going to pull this for four counts. Qulu amanna billahi. Here we have the name of Allah. In this case, the name of Allah is going to be light because the letter before it has a kasra. So it is going to be billahi. Wama, this is another four count med because of the med sign on the alif. Unzila ilayna wama, again four count med. Unzila ila, four count med. Ibrahim, ba has qalqala, ra in this case is going to be heavy. Wa isma'ilu, ayn is from the throat. Wa ishaqa, ha is from the throat. Qaf is permanently heavy. Wa ya'quba, so here ayn is a letter of the throat, it also has the wasut. Qaf is permanently heavy. Wa ya'quba wal asbati. So here, ta is permanently heavy. Wa ma utiya. This alif is going to have a four count med because of the squiggly mudud sign on the alif. So we are going to pull this for four counts. Utiya Musa. This is a two count med. Wa Isa. Again, this is a two count med. Utiya Musa wa Isa. So here we have two count, two count, two count. And then in wama utiya, this is a four count med because we have a med sign on the alif. Utiya nabiyuna mir rabbihim. So here ra is going to be heavy. La nufarriqu, ra in this case is going to be light. Qaf is permanently heavy. Baina ahadim minhum. Here we have the letter noon. We see that on top of the noon, there is a sukun. So we learn that one of the signs of idhar is that you see that there is a visible sukun on the noon. Just to make sure, we are going to check the next letter. The next letter should be a letter of the throat. The letters of the throat are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. And I see that we do have the letter ha here, meaning that this noon is going to have idhar. The noon is going to be clear. Minhum. Mim is a letter of tawassut. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun. We are going to end here on a four count med, and then the noon is going to have a sukun. It is going to have tawassut. Fa in amanu. Again, we have a letter of idhar. Noon sakin followed by the throat letter hamza. So the noon is going to be clear. Fa in amanu. Bimithli ma amantum. This is going to be a four count med on ma because of the med sign on the alif. Bihi faqadih tadaw. So we are going to rest upon this ha. Wa in tawallaw fa innama hum. Mim is a letter of tawassut, so we are going to rest upon it. Shiqaq, qaf is heavy, and then the second qaf is also heavy, and it also has qalqala. The letters of qalqala are kutub jad. Whenever you have any of these letters with a sukun, you are going to have a bouncing sound. Shiqaq. So there's going to be a bouncing on the qaf. Fasayakfikahumullah. So Allah in this case is going to be heavy because the letter before has dhamma. Wahuwa sami'ul alim. Lam is a letter of tawassut ending on a four-count mad. Sibaghatallah. Sad is heavy. Ba is a letter of qalqala. Ghain is going to be heavy. And then the name of Allah is also going to be heavy because the letter before it has fatha. Sibaghatallah. And we want to make sure the ta is going to be light. Okay, so we want to switch from heavy, light, heavy. Waman ahsanu. Again, we have a letter of idhar followed by hamza, which is a letter of the throat. So this noon sakin is going to have idhar. Waman ahsanu minallahi. Allah in this case is heavy because the letter before has fatha. Sibagha. Sad is heavy. Ba is a letter of qalqala. Ghain is heavy. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ Ha is from the throat, عَيْن is from the throat, and we end on a four-count mud. قُلْ أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا So here we have a long mud, and because it is followed by a shadda, so we see that there is a small seen on top of the jim, this is going to be a six-count mud. Okay, so whenever we have a four-count mud followed by a letter with shadda, it is going to be a six-count mud. And inshallah, we will learn the ruling for that later on. But for now, you can just write down six on the bottom of this mud. So we are going to pull this for six counts. قُلْ أَتُحَاجُّونَنَا So because of the shadda, or that small scene, we are going to pull for six counts. فِي اللَّهِ Allah in this case is light because the letter before has kasra. وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا Ra is going to be heavy. وَرَبُّكُمْ Ra is going to be heavy. Mim is a letter of tawassut. وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا This is a four-count mad. وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ عَيْن is going to have tawassut. Mim is going to have tawassut. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ Kha is heavy. Sad is heavy. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ Mim is a letter of tawassut. تَقُولُونَ Qaf is heavy. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ Ba is a letter of kutub jad. It has qalqala. There is a bouncing sound. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ This is a two-count mad. وَإِسْحَاقَ Again, two-count mad. وَيَعْقُوبَ عَيْن is a letter of tawassud. Qaf is permanently heavy. وَالْأَسْبَاطَ Lam is a letter of tawassud. Here we have seen with a sukun. So seen we learned has safir. So we are going to have a slight whistling sound. Wal asbata. Ta is permanently heavy. Kanu hudan aw nasara. Here we have a tanween followed by letter of the throat, hamza. So this is going to have idhar. Noon sound is going to be clear. Hudan aw nasara. Sad is permanently heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Qul, qaf is heavy. Lam has tawassut. A'antum, mim has tawassut. A'lamu, ayn has tawassut. Amillah, Allah in this case is going to be light. The letter before has kasra. Amillah. Waman azlamu. So here we have noon with a sukun followed by hamza, which is a throat letter, meaning that this noon is going to have idhar. It is going to be clear. Azlamu, dha is permanently heavy. Waman azlamu. Mimman katama shahadatan. Here again we have a sukun, we have a tanween followed by a letter of the throat, ayn. And so this is going to have idhar. The noon sound is going to be clear. Shahadatan indahu minallah. Allah in this case is heavy. Wa mallahu, Allah is heavy. Bighafilin, gha is permanently heavy. Bighafilin amma. So here we have tanween followed by ayn, which is a letter of the throat, meaning that there is going to be idhar. Noon sound is going to be clear. Ta'amaloon, ayn has tawassut, and we end on a four-count mad. Tilka ummatun, lam, here we have tawassut. Ummatun qad khalat, qaf is permanently heavy. Dal is part of kutub jad, meaning it has qalqala, there is a bouncing sound. Khalat, kha is heavy. Laha ma kasabat walakum ma kasabtum, ba is a letter of قلقلة is part of كتب جد. ميم is a letter of توسط. ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. عين has توسط. And then we end on a four count med. And then نون also has توسط. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, starting from Ayah 136 to Ayah 141, which alhamdulillah is the end of the juz. And then inshallah, from next week, we will start off with juz number 2, Ayah 142. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.